RTE. QFM. Roz and Emma.
Now, horrors. Do you like them? Do you love them? Are you absolutely terrified of them? Well, I have got one that I want to tell you all about now. So Maxine was released in cinemas on the 5th of July. It is by Ty West. It is the story of a 1980s Hollywood film star and actress called Maxine Minx, who finally gets her big break. But let's just say things go a little bit wrong when a mysterious serial killer turns up. I saw it there about 2 weeks ago and it's absolutely brilliant. It's directed by Ty West. It stars Mia Goth, Halsey is in it, Elizabeth Debicki, Lily Collins, Moses Sumney, Kevin Bacon. It has got an all-star cast and it's absolutely brilliant. And as I said, it is in Irish cinemas right now and I caught up with director Ty West to talk all about it. Let's have a listen.
Ty, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Congratulations on Maxine. So it's back. This is the third installment of the trilogy. So we had X and Pearl before this. What can you tell us about Maxine's story in this film?
Well, this is an evolution of the character, and it's we're finding Maxine in the middle of the 1980s, and she's hit the ceiling on one genre that she's become a bit recognizable in, and she's trying to transition into becoming the star that she wants to be in Hollywood, and this is a story about her getting close to that and then the threat of it being taken away.
And there's a quote at the start that opens from Bette Davis where it says, "In this business, until you're known as a monster, you're not a star." Would you describe Maxine as a monster?
I don't know that I would, but somebody might. And I think that's part of the choice of the quote, is that there's something about being famous and being a star and show business that elicits a lot of very strong reactions from people. And I think it's like thematically relevant to the story itself. So no, I'm a big fan of Maxine as the person that's been on her side since day one. But you know, as much as there are threats to her in these films, she is also a threat to other people. And so I'm sure not the whole world would think of her the way with the rose-colored glasses that I do.
And what about yourself and Mia Goth? So this is your third movie together. So what's your working relationship like on this movie compared to others?
You know, at this movie, it was a little bit like getting the band back together because we made the first two at the same time. And then this one, we kind of returned back to our homes and we started having the world know about the other two movies because no one knew. We made the other ones in secret back to back. And so this one was a little bit different experience in that there was anticipation for it and we were sort of back out there doing it again. But, you know, we fell back into the rhythm really quickly because having spent so much time on the previous two movies, getting to know each other and working so hard together, you know, I don't have to tell her much about the character at this point. I mean, she's experienced it and lived it for years now. So she has such like kind of autonomy over Maxine, the character, that really now it's like we have such a shorthand that it's great to be, you know, collaborators because we're both willing to work very hard and to leave it all in the field. And me as a very fearless and unpredictable performer, and I'm just trying to, like, you know, wrangle that at this point.
She's excellent. And I have one final question for you. So Maxine's friend Leon works in the video store. So there's a lot of time spent in the video store. And I used to love going to the video store as a kid. And I was wondering, what films were you watching when you were visiting the store as a kid?
Oh, everything. I mean, that was how I got to know movies, is that we had a video store that had 5 for $5 Fridays. And so for $5 on Friday, you could get 5 movies and you brought them back Monday. And every single Friday, that's what I would do. And we'd watch 5 movies over the weekend. And I would watch movies during the week as well. But that was really for me. And that was a video store that had a huge collection. So I was just adamant to try to power through everything that I could possibly get my hands on. So that's my film, like, you know, film school, really.
Sounds like a great deal. Ty, thank you so much and congratulations on Maxine.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Roz and Emma, RTE, 2FM.
Ty West, he is the director and creator of Maxine, which if you were listening there, you'll have heard is part of a trilogy. So the movies that came before it were called X and Pearl. So if you are going to watch Maxine, I hadn't seen X and Pearl, right? So I saw Maxine with fresh eyes and I felt like I hadn't missed anything, if you know what I mean. It's one of those movies you can go and see without seeing the previous movies. But there are some references to the other ones. So I would definitely, if you can, watch all three. And as I said a little bit earlier on, Maxine is in cinemas now. It's brilliant. I'd recommend going and seeing it. So there you go. Now, if you've just joined us, we are in the middle of hearing from the cast of Long Legs. So Long Legs is tipped to be the scariest movie of 2024. I've seen it. I can confirm that it is scary and it's absolutely excellent. excellent. So it stars Nicolas Cage, Michael Monroe, Alicia Witt, Blair Underwood, and lots more. It is directed by Oz Perkins, and who is actually, if you're a Psycho fan, he is the son of Anthony Perkins, who played Norman Bates in Psycho. It follows an FBI agent trying to track down a serial killer. It's brilliant. Horror fans are going to love it. And we're going to listen now to an interview I did with Blair Underwood earlier this week. Here we go.
Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
Blair, how are you?
Fantastic. Emma, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hello from Dublin.
Yes, thank you. I was just talking about Dublin. I was there about 5-6 years ago shooting a TV series called Quantico.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it was good.
How much time here?
I spent about a month there shooting, yeah. And it's so funny, we're just talking about that. I was, you know, we shot European hours, French hours. So we shot only when the sun was up. Once the sun went down, we were in the pubs almost every night. So we had a good time. I'm looking at this blackboard. That's not a pub. Where are you? Where are you?
So this is a studio, and the radio studio that I work in. It's like a spare kind of studio. And when we get bands who come in here, we get them to sign the blackboard. So it just started recently.
Oh, nice. I saw the blackboard. I thought it might be a menu back there. So, oh, we're in a pub.
Yeah, no, definitely not in the pub. I am Irish, but I'm not in the pub. So I wanted to say congratulations on Long Legs. It frightened the absolute life out of me.
Yes.
So mission accomplished. You play FBI agent Carter, and you're tasked with finding a serial killer. And I wanted to know, given your vast experience in acting and different roles, what do you think Blair Underwood would bring to the case if you had to find a serial killer?
Ooh, great question. You know, there's a time when I actually considered being a forensic psychologist. But it's also the reason I wanted to become an actor, because I have a great fascination with psychology, human behavior, and also just the mind. You know, when you're dealing with warped minds like serial killers and criminals, you know, I find that very fascinating. So I think I would probably bring to that maybe a sense of fascination, of curiosity, as to what kind, like a profiler, basically.
Yeah.
You know, really, I would definitely dive into profiling. And it's really like becoming a character. It's like an actor. I want to dive into the mindset of a person like that, which, you know, of course, profilers, which once you kind of understand or get a feel or try to understand who that person is, you can kind of understand their behavior and why they did what they did and track them down. You're talking my language now.
I feel like you're somebody who reads people all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So Long Legs, I've seen already, it has 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's been said that it's going to be the scariest movie of the decade. So what was it for you and Agent Carter that made you want to get involved with the story?
Well, a couple of things. The first thing I have to say is Oz Perkins, the director. I'd heard a lot about him. Of course, he's the son of Tony Perkins, who's the star of Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. And we had a Zoom call and we just talked, basically. You know, he hadn't even finished writing the final scene of the movie. So I didn't know where it was ending, but everything I read, I was utterly captivated by and loved what he had, you know, what he had in mind. And then I heard Nicolas Cage was attached at the time, and that was exciting. I never worked with him before, so I enjoyed that aspect of it. And then there was Michael Monroe, who's the female lead, our protagonist in the film. And the other thing was, I'm a horror film lover. I have never really done one. There's a couple psychological thrillers, but a horror film, this is my first. So just to delve into this genre, I was very excited about doing it, number one, but also doing it, you know, with someone like Oz Perkins at the helm.
And how did you feel when you first saw Nicolas Cage as Long Legs? Because you wouldn't even know it was him, and he's terrifying.
I can't say too much about that, but I will say I agree. And when I saw him on the set, he was terrifying.
Yeah.
And then, he looks terrifying, and then he brings his, you know, he brings his character to life, and it's that much more terrifying.
Blair,
were you really scared, Emma?
Was I scared?
Yes.
Yeah, I was terrified. But I'm jumpy. I get scared with anything horror, thriller, so yeah, I was bound to be scared, but it was brilliant, and thank you so much. It was lovely to chat to you.
Oh, my pleasure, Emma. Thank you.
Oh my God, he was so nice. I said it to the person who set up the interview. I was like, I could have talked to him for an hour. Honestly, he was a lovely, lovely guy. And that was Blair Underwood talking about Long Legs, which is in cinemas July 12th. If you're a horror fan, go see it.
RTE 2FM. Roz and Emma.